Not for the first time, refugees and migrants dying at sea. But more lives were saved than lost as fishermen pulled people to safety from the icy waters of the English Channel.
A rigid, inflatable boat with people on board, migrants, was crossing and was sinking very, very near to where he was fishing. So, amazingly, he got right in next to the sinking boat and managed to come alongside and safely get 31 people on board.
This latest tragedy is once again down to people traffickers. They're not deterred by freezing weather, neither, it seems, are the migrants. Channel Crossings is an ongoing humanitarian crisis, and people traffickers have never been busier. At the same time, politicians are running short of ideas on how to stop them.
It is not cruel or unkind to want to break the stranglehold of the criminal gangs who trade in human misery and who exploit our system and our laws.
I'm sure the whole House will share my sorrow at the capsizing of a small boat in the Channel in the early hours of this morning and the tragic loss of human life. Our hearts go out to all those affected.
Less than 24 hours before these deaths, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had been talking about new measures to curb the Channel crossings. But so far, every measure the UK government introduces has failed.
There needs to be safe and legal routes. That's the biggest issue that we've got at the moment, is that people are making the journey from Calais because there is no other way of doing it. You have to be on British soil, on the island, in order to seek asylum. There's no centre in Calais where you can claim asylum, so people have no choice but to make this journey. And that is the single biggest thing that the government could do in order to prevent people having to risk their lives.
Here at Dover Lifeboat Station, they've seen it all before. People trafficking across the Channel is at record levels. 40,000 this year, and at the weekend alone, 500 risked their lives. Tragedies are all too frequent. This time, more lives were saved than lost. But that isn't always the case. Last November, 27 lives were lost in the Channel, the highest number ever recorded. A diplomatic spat followed between France and the UK, with the British saying the French should do more to stop the small boats from leaving their shoreline. As the lifeboat crews will tell you, the crossings are ever more frequent and dangerous. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Dover.